Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungal Show. I am Matt Mungal. Remember, everything we do, check out mungalshow.com as we talk about what we're watching on the big screen, the little screen, and everything entertainment. Joining me, as always, from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop Stevens.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Yeah. How are you?
Good. I'm actually good. I did a cleanse. I didn't get on social media today at all. I haven't been
online. That's really smart.
And it's amazing how just one day unplugged, I was checking email and watching movies and reading books and stuff. So, right. But just not having that doom scroll and just social media. One day was just, it's crazy how much your brain feels.
Absolutely. I think that's so key, is to just like cleanse yourself from social media. That's where most of this, I mean, just comments and things like that. Like, social media is toxic right now.
It is, and it's always toxic, but it gets more, even more toxic.
Yeah.
During these times. Yeah. And maybe it's because I'm older, and because I don't know. Do you ever get to the point where you don't believe anything that you see on social media because of the ability for deep fakes and AI generated, people do it for comedy. They'll put audio over, football coaches and all of these things that look so real, but they're not, to the point now that I don't believe anything I see.
To be honest, I mean, obviously like the election stuff for sure, but like even once the Blake Lively stuff happened, I realized, I was like, and I saw just like how, obviously it's calm now, but like the way it like overtook, right? Like it seemed like everybody was just like pooping on her and stuff. And I was like, and the way they were doing it, like people were literally just like, so let me tell you, like they were dissecting things that they had no clue about. They were literally making up what they thought were facts. Yep. And I was like, so this is what it is now. Like, this is, it's clickbait. It's making up stuff. And it's not just about her. It's not just about that.
Sure.
It's anything. So that's why I get even more grateful that, I mean, at least for me, I want to focus on film and television. And I like following the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, football is fun. I only follow other football teams, in effect, to the Dallas Cowboys. But it's now more than ever, it's important to have those escapes, which are for me and has always been like those, like especially movies and shows. So because I miss the days that we didn't have all this. Like, I swear this is worse, because I don't care what you are, like both sides, it's just gotten so bad, and I just want to get away from it. I just want to focus on entertainment and positive entertainment. That's it. Nothing debatable anymore. I mean, you can share your, like, if you like a movie, you don't like a movie, whatever. You like a show, don't like a show, but leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, I was texting you yesterday, as you know, it was a tough day. And you were right. You were like, sometimes we just have to escape into movies and television. And it's not an escape to like, oh, you're just burying your head in the sand and not making a difference. But no, it's like sometimes we need to recharge. We need to refocus. My 13-year-old, the last couple of days, he's like, can you believe all the craziness that's going on and how different it is?
13-year-old.
Like, wow. I know. Yeah, for real. And I was like, you know what? It's probably always been this way. We've just never had access to everything all at once from everybody. We would watch the 12 o'clock news. We would watch the evening news with people we trusted. And that's all we knew. That's all we knew. And now it's like everything that happens from everybody. And it's like everybody's thoughts are just right in front of you. And it's just overload. It's just too much. So you're right. I mean, to be able to escape into your favorite show, your favorite movie, your favorite football team, even if they suck, it's just great. It's great.
And I'm getting sick of people's like thoughts too. Like, that's not of movies and television. Mm-hmm. That I welcome. I'm welcoming the baby pictures. I'm welcoming the thing. I'm just, at this point right now, I just I don't know. I think when it comes to politics, I'm over it. There's
Yeah.
nothing we can do anymore.
There's
So
nothing. If
nothing
they're,
until the next election, and then just move on.
yeah, that's all we can do. And so, till then, we just buckle down and you know what? We just make the biggest difference that we can in our circle, and we show love and we spread love and hope and cheerfulness and hope that spreads. That's all we can do, that's it. That's all we can do.
Be
So yeah,
kind. Be
be
kind.
kind.
That's the only thing I can
It's not
say.
hard. It's not hard to
You know, it is
be kind
hard.
to
It is hard for
everybody.
people, but
I
I wish people would just be kind.
know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Just make a little effort. Well, we're going to get into what we're watching, because right now we are watching a lot because that's our safe space. And so other than that, there was something else I was going to ask you about. I think it was just the social media
But we're
thing.
going to recap the Emmys a little bit
Oh yeah,
too.
we're going to recap the
Okay.
Emmys. We're going to talk a
Yeah.
little bit about what we're watching too. Maybe a little football. That's what I was going to ask, but I think you answered that. So you only watch the Cowboys. That's the only team you watch. Do
That's
you ever
the only
just
team I
watch?
care about when it
Well,
comes to
sure.
football. I mean, that's the team, and even sometimes I get too stressed to watch the Cowboys, but that's the team that I know when they're playing, and I like if I don't watch them, then I'm following it on my phone. If
But
I'm
you
for
don't
some
watch like when we're recording this on a Thursday night. It's Thursday Night Football on Prime. So
Yeah, I don't even know who's
you're like, ooh,
playing.
it's Thursday night. I'm going to go watch the Thursday night game,
No, I
regardless of
could
who's
care
playing.
less.
Right. Okay.
The only times I care a little bit is sometimes when it gets closer towards the end of the season and affects the Cowboys, like making it to playoffs, I might care a little bit. Once the Cowboys are out, I start to like shift. Like I would probably go for Washington after that. I do like the Bills. I do like the Buffalo
See,
Bills.
Bills played tonight. They played the Dolphins,
Did they
and
win?
they did. They're now
Good.
3-0. So
Great.
I
Great.
know.
I do like the Bills. So there's other teams I like, but I mean, I'm always for right now, my focus is the Cowboys.
Same, same. And I think I only watch at night because it's something that I grew up with, and it just feels very Americana to me to watch what was which was first Monday Night Football, then it became Thursday night football and Monday night and then Sunday night. And it's crazy.
I mean, if I was still living with my parents, then I would be watching football because
Right.
they watch every NFL game.
Sure.
So, sure.
That's great.
But when I'm home, I'm gonna be watching my show.
So have they said anything to you? Because I've also thought about the fact that, and it's, people have written some articles. There was a really interesting article, and I think it was Variety or New York Times. Where, because now it's like before, all the football games were on cable. You would watch it, and maybe there was an ESPN game. I even remember when Monday night went to ESPN and everybody lost their mind. Like, well, oh, I gotta have ESPN now to watch Monday Night Football. But now it's like Thursday night's Prime, Sunday night's Paramount, Monday night, you have to have ESPN or ABC. Have they said anything about the fact that to watch all of the games, you pretty much just have to subscribe to Peacock, to Paramount, to Prime, to be able to even watch all the games now? And people were like, this, it doesn't really.
You can't. I didn't know you needed Peacock or whatever. I knew Prime.
Because a
We
lot of the
let them
games
use
on
our
Fox,
Prime.
if you have, if and I guess this is mainly if you don't have cable, like if you have cut the ties with cable.
Oh, they have cable. They have cable.
Okay.
That's
But and they were saying for people who don't have cable, so a lot of people don't have cable anymore. Like you have to subscribe to all these different channels to be able even to watch the games, and how expensive that is, and how it's just crazy. So I mean, I don't really think about it because we have all those streaming channels, but I can see how it could be frustrating for somebody on a budget
Oh,
who
sure.
just wants to watch football and they can't.
I mean, I still have cable because I want access to football and I want the award season and Bachelor, so that I
Sure.
keep it. But and my parents still have it, so I never think about it. But yeah, I do think, I mean, I know like there are Prime games that are only available on Prime.
Yeah, Thursday night, like the Dolphins Bills game Thursday night. You could only watch if you have Prime. You can't watch
There
it
you
anywhere
go.
else, which I don't know, seems a little, I guess because
I think
America,
it's
like football and
unfair.
sports has been so part of our culture forever. To make somebody have to buy it or subscribe to something to get it just seems a little wrong to me.
Yeah, I think it's unfair.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we get into what we're watching, you did mention the Emmys. The Emmys were last Sunday. It was an eh show. It was. So what was your overall feel? Because we had a, what I would consider a brand new host in Nate
It
Bargatze,
was.
a stand-up comic who's kind of exploded on the scene. One of my favorite comics who got a lot of
Really?
attention on. Yeah, we're seeing him live in Dallas in a couple of weeks. His stand-up
Oh.
stuff is so funny. And then
Where
a
was
lot of
that in the show? Where was his funny in the show?
it wasn't.
Okay. As I
It
was gonna
wasn't
say,
because
I
I
was
don't think
like,
he wrote that. Maybe he didn't write his stuff because and Kimberly and I were talking about this because she doesn't like him as much as I do, but what he did on Saturday Night Live, but he's very funny, but I think it's different from doing a stand-up routine where your timing is a
well,
certain
yeah.
way and then trying to just squeeze in some jokes really fast. And for him, I think he just likes to have conversation so yeah, he was so out of his element. I love Nate. I love him to death, but he was not a good host. And I don't know if it was the writing, if it was his delivery, it was just the overall show. I don't know what it was.
I think he should have just done a straightforward, like, come out and do like a stand up instead of whatever that was. Like, I
Well, that was
seriously
a Saturday
took.
Night Live pick because that's what elevated him was that Saturday Night Live skit with, the future of America and all that. And that was just a play off of that. And it didn't work. It
It
didn't
did
work.
not work. That beginning, I tuned out. The only thing, when I came back to, I thought his initial idea with the like the donation to wrap the speeches, I was like, it was funny in the beginning. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny, that's kind of clever. But exactly what you had pointed out was like multiple things. First of all, the presenters were too long. So you're wrapping these winners who I would rather hear from. Even Trevor was like, well, hell, like I would have rather heard from the winners than these presenters are going on forever. Like,
So
I think,
bad.
and Nate said something like, because I think there was like critique live, and he was like, only the people who like have earned it are the ones who are going to get cut short. Like that was a funny
Right.
joke.
Yeah.
But it's also like not funny because you're like, well, this sucks because these presenters are going on way too long. And then you're wrapping like genuine people who I want to hear from. So yeah, that fell flat. And then it was like really cringy that like the money was dropping for kids.
Yeah, which was kind of funny because it's like, oh, you're taking this money away from kids. And I do like how some of the winners went along with it. They had fun with it too. Like,
Yeah.
F you, Nate, I'm going to talk as long as I want. And then
Sure.
Seth Rogen would like talk really fast so that Nate would have to pay more money. And so some people went with it and it was fun. I loved that concept. Maybe tweak it a
Yeah.
little bit, but I love the whole thing of like every award show, like, all right, we're going to pick a charity. And we're going to give them $100,000 regardless. But it can be more if you cut things shorter and we stay on time. I think that could be fun. It'd have to be tweaked a little bit and just don't necessarily talk about it the whole time. Maybe show a little counter at the bottom of the screen, but you don't have to keep referencing it all the time, maybe.
I think that was what made it worse, was the constant reference and showing when it was going in the negative. I was like, ooh, this is not good. I mean, I knew he was going to donate the money regardless, so it was nice to see ultimately the Boys and Girls Club got $350,000, which is
Yeah,
great.
that's awesome.
250 from him, 100K from CBS. So that was nice. And I figured that would happen. But then the problem was the references throughout the whole show. Like one, okay, well then it would be a buzzkill as they were dropping. But what ended up happening is it was overshadowing the winners' acceptance speeches. Moments where I want to just like enjoy, like, Kristen Milioti, I love her. I was so, that's one of my favorite ones of the nights, favorite speeches. I'm glad she kept going, but she had to be like, sorry, I'll pay the difference or whatever. But it's like, I don't want people thinking she's like a horrible person because she wants to finish her acceptance speech. You know what I mean? That there's a little part of some people are gonna be like, well, you care more about giving your speech than donating money. And it's like, I mean, this is
It
the Oscars of
is.
television.
I mean, dude, if I had won, let's say if I for some reason got found and cast in a show and ended up winning. I'm going to talk as long as I want to talk. It's like, how often am I going to have a chance to win a freaking Emmy? And for something that I love doing, I want to give my speech. And so I
Yeah.
never fault them for. Now, granted, who was it at the Oscars last time that talked for like 6 minutes or something?
Adrian Brody.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a little bit
exactly.
much.
If you're gonna be an Adrian Brody, I'm not gonna feel bad for you and you should get shooed off.
Yeah.
But that was the dude didn't even have anything prepared. He was just like, what else? What else? Let me keep talking. I'm just going he talked for over almost 6 minutes. That was
Yeah.
insane.
It was insane.
That these people were legit rushing, getting
Yeah.
like 2 minutes, you know, like it was nothing. Nobody felt like they did long speeches. Presenters felt long. That's all that felt
Presenters
long.
felt long. And I don't know if I've been in radio long enough that I've done hundreds and hundreds of commercials and spots. 45 minutes goes quick. I mean, 45
45
seconds goes
seconds.
quick. So 45 seconds to get
Oh
your
my
thoughts
God.
in line. And then give something meaningful and thank the people you want to thank, that goes by quick. So, I mean, even if they did it, 90 seconds or something, I think that's a perfect amount of time.
Yeah, I
But
feel like it should be 90 seconds.
yeah, but what you alluded to were the presenters who they feel like they have to be funny, like it's their moment to do a skit, or like Jennifer Coolidge got up there and talked
For too
about
long.
nothing. She rambled, and I love her
She
to death. She's
rambled.
funny, but she just rambled. And I was like, well, what are you talking about?
Which is crazy because they have a prompter, don't they? Like those are scripted. But some of those jokes didn't.
Sometimes they are, but then sometimes I wonder if they don't get off the teleprompter or just wing it, or because you're right. And even the skit where they did, where they're like, we don't need the writers, we don't need the teleprompter, and then they pretended like they didn't know what to say. Like that was a little too long and fell flat. So
It
they
was
never work. They never work.
good, but it ran long. It
Yeah.
started out funny, but then it goes too long. So that's what's interesting to me is that the writers don't know the time. I mean, there's like a rule of thumb, you know, you don't go past like the third pun of that or whatever. You're like, okay, now it's done. So I don't know. I'm kind of surprised like when they practiced that they didn't realize these were going way too long and shorten the script, especially Jennifer Coolidge's, who I love. I love Jennifer
Same.
Coolidge.
Same.
But like you said, it was she talked for 5 minutes about nothing. Like it was just like, what did you just say?
I
I don't even
know.
know what that
And there was
was.
nobody poking or going, wrap this up. It was like, all right, just
Right.
talk as long as you want to talk, I guess.
Yeah.
Were there any big, huge surprises? You mentioned that you loved that Kristen won,
Yeah, Kristen
Milani.
Milioti was a big, like, let me see. So, just looking at the winners list, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised with the wins for The Pitt and The Studio because those are
Yeah.
two shows that I really want to see.
Two new shows, a lot of new winners this time.
The fact that there were new winners, I like new wins. That was so I know you weren't crazy as much about the winners. I actually was not upset about winners. So much because of the new winners. Like I love seeing the studio sweep, because I do want to see it and I love Seth Rogen. And then I was excited about The Pitt because I love Noah Wyle and like my husband and I both liked him in ER. So like him in this show, we already are planning to eventually watch it. We just have so much on our plate. But I was like, oh yay. So it was like nice to see. Kristen Milioti. I'm very sick of Jean Smart winning. Like I'm over it.
I know. I know it's a great show and everybody loves it, but I'm kind of over it too.
I mean, I want Kristen Bell. I mean, I was okay with Adam Brody losing just because it was Seth Rogen who beat him. So it wasn't didn't piss me off, but I just really like nobody wants this. Oh, so I mean, I guess one of the biggest things was, you know, Adolescence like swept in the miniseries category.
Yeah.
And I knew the kid would win because everybody was raving about the kid before I had watched. But I did not anticipate the like other winners, like the lead actor and the supporting actress and the directing and the writing and the
The
whole
writing, yeah.
show. I was like, I mean, they won 8 Emmys. So, I mean, I was so like, I was dead set I was not going to watch it. And after the Emmys, I was like, okay, so I see a trend. This is just the start of award season. Adolescence is about to like, we're gonna see this again, and I'm not gonna have FOMO. So I literally like I texted you. I could have watched all 4 episodes in one night. But I ended up just watching the first three and then the next one. So I did watch that show, which I'll talk about later, but the Emmys did that to me. All their wins.
Yeah. And that's good. I think that is a good, great
Yeah.
way to shine a light on maybe shows we either skip for a reason or we think, eh, because you and I have talked about this every year. We're like, I'll watch that if it gets nominated, or I'll watch this if it wins, but I don't have time to squeeze it in right now. So I don't know if I should burn the daylight and have the bandwidth to watch something that's not going to matter to anything. So So that was interesting. And so yeah, I'm interested to hear a little bit later as we talk about what we're watching, what you thought of it. Other than that, I think you and I talked about the issue with White Lotus not winning, but I think it was because they stacked the categories with
There
nominees and then they all split the vote.
too many. Too many. I mean, it was like four in the best actress and then three in the actor. And I'm like, no, those votes are going to split. You need to pick one.
Pick one, put it all in, figure out, I don't know, draw straws, flip a coin, do what you got to do, but pick one. And I think they would have probably, I don't know if they would, I think they could have won. I think if they had just one solid nominee from White Lotus, this wasn't maybe their strongest season, but I think they would, there were some performances enough that would have won.
I think Walton Goggins could have won. I
Yeah,
think
I
that
think if
would have
they
been
put
their number.
him and Carrie Coons
That
had,
was my two.
they would
Those
have been
two.
the two, they would have been a strong showing for sure.
Yeah. Especially Walton, though. Only because Walton was, out of all the actors, he was the most talked about throughout this season, to the point where I think he's had a little relaunch, getting commercials and things like that. So I think he was really. I'm not even ruling him out this award season because people really liked him. But yeah, I think Carrie and Walton, that was where they should have. Like, they put freaking Sam Rockwell. Like, really? Come
He
on.
had one great monologue.
He
He
did.
was great for what he was, but not enough to nominate him for that show.
And people probably wonder, like, this is not, it's not just like people nominating this, they submit these actors. Like, the studios, they choose them for, like, for
For
consideration.
consideration.
So they don't have to pick all these people. They can literally be like, no, we're just going to pick the one for lead and supporting. And then just, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't just do that. That I think they
I
think it
know.
betters their odds to put more up for consideration, but I think it hurts them because then look what happens. And you're going to have all these people nominated and they're just going to split the votes. Just
Yep,
drives
that's
me
what it's going
nuts.
to do, and I think that's really what happened. So, yeah. So I think overall, other than an eh show, I think the winners was good. I didn't really find any reason to turn the tables over or storm out or do anything like that. So
You said
it
you didn't
was
like
wasn't.
any of the winners.
I think I was in the moment. I was like, because none of my people were winning. So now that I looked back, I'm like,
Traders won. Traders, you like
Traitors
that.
did win, but they Traitors beat out my other favorite shows like Top Chef. Like I was wanting Top Chef to have to win, and so yeah, I don't know. There was just it was just I don't know. It was like once I looked back, I'm like, I can't fault the winners,
Yeah.
but my team wasn't winning.
Kristen won, though.
Did she? Oh
Kristen Milani, yes.
yeah,
What are you talking
for Penguin, and she should have. And
about? Yeah.
I'm glad that was not a shocker to me. So
Oh, I was a little worried. I was like, I don't know. Who knows how she's
I
gonna
don't know.
win?
I think she did so great throughout that that would have been one that I would have walked away totally shocked.
Well,
So
I think people, the biggest other shock was Colin Farrell losing to the guy from Adolescence, the dad, Stephen Graham.
yeah, that's true. That's true. So, but award shows are they are what they are. They're in the hands of the people. And so sometimes they're in the hands of the critics.
Yeah.
And
Well, it's
we've
the
shaken
hands of
our
the
head at our
Academy.
own award show. There's been our winners on our own award show, and we walk away going,
Yeah.
what in the world did we do?
Right.
So, but you know what? But it's good. And like you said, it shines a light on shows. Like I had no desire really to watch The Studio. So now I'm going to watch. I've always been a Seth Rogen fan. I just another one that I didn't have the bandwidth for that show. So now I'm going to go back and watch that.
Okay, yeah.
So, all right, cool. Well, that's what won. So what are you watching now that's probably going to win next time? Anything?
Well, I watched Adolescent, like I said, I binged that, and I do want to say I think I was so nervous to watch it And one of my friends told me that she watched it and she was like, it's not bad. Like, and I was surprised because I was like, oh, you are like, she's not one that really likes something like difficult like that. And she was absolutely right. I think the first episode is the hardest, but once you get past that, it's really not that. It's just like sad, but it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be something worse. And it wasn't. It was more just like, a cautionary tale. So it was, and I mean, brilliant performances. I look back, obviously, the kid absolutely should sweep this season. He is phenomenal. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he's like 13 when he did this. Like, wow, so good. The therapist who won Best Supporting Actress, I looked back at who she was against. I think it's fine just because she was who she was against. Now she's only in one episode, but still, it's the best episode. Stephen Graham, I struggle because I'm biased with Colin Farrell as the Penguin. So I don't know if I would not, I would personally still vote for Colin Farrell, but I'm not mad at Stephen winning. He did do a great job. It's just two totally completely different roles. So, but it's good. You could handle it, by the way.
I don't know. Like I said, my wife watched it, and I would step in and watch certain scenes. I don't know. There was just something about it that I was worried. Maybe I was too in my head about it. Maybe if I would have watched it, I'd been like,
Yeah,
so.
no, it was in it. And so, yeah, so that was really good. And I understand for people who avoid it, it is a tough watch just mentally. And it's very much a cautionary tale of like, what can you do to prevent your child, especially your son, from toxic masculinity? Respect, you want to make sure your son respects women and controls their anger. And also, I think a big message on the importance of spending quality time with your kid. And having these like open, honest conversations and discussing your feelings and things like that. So,
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, so that was good. That I enjoyed that. I recently watched The Paper. Did you watch it at all yet?
Not yet. I will.
It's better than I thought. First two episodes, I was not crazy about it. I was like, uh-oh. I don't know why the show already got renewed for a season two. But then I would say after the third episode, it really found its footing.
Good.
And Dom Hall Le Gleason, incredible. So good as his character. Ned, he's my favorite for sure. And then the supporting cast is good too, and it's great to see Oscar in there as Oscar. There's a lot of nice little office references. But it's just a lighthearted watch, and I'm totally excited for season two. So I did enjoy that, and I love right now just watching lighthearted stuff. Still watching Dallas Cowboys making the team. I'm on the 13th season. I'm on the first season with Victoria.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
you're about to the end.
And you know who else is there the first season with Victoria? Dayton. The one who is Shelley's daughter in this new season.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, well, she showed up the season before Victoria came and didn't make training camp. And then she's there now in training camp. She just got cut. But anyways, I'm enjoying it a lot because I'm seeing people that I've already seen before. So I'm like, oh, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some more. So, yes, I'm almost done. I'm getting there. And then of course, besides that, Golden Bachelor starts, I think, next week. Excited. I'm not excited, but I'll watch it. And then I'm trying to think besides my like ultimate obsession. So it's that. Yeah. And then Trevor and I will start Peacemaker. I think we're gonna wait like one more week for it to build up so we can like binge that. Gen V started this week too.
It did,
So
it did.
did you start that?
Nope, I haven't started it yet.
We'll watch it. We'll build it up and we'll watch it. But yeah, so those are on the radars. So we just want it to build up because we'll go through it really fast. But obviously my big obsession, which is the reason we haven't been recording on Wednesdays until now, until like next week or whatever. But The Summer I Turned Pretty, the series finale aired a lot yesterday, but there was a huge announcement that they're going to do a movie, and I cannot wait. It'll be on Prime. It's not going to be like in theaters or anything, But which is so great because it ended wonderfully, but it left you wanting more because I did listen to the audiobook of the third book, and it didn't end the way that did with the wedding. So now I think that they're gonna do like a proper, she's our Jenny Han, the creator and writer, said that they'll do like a proper ending, like what a big milestone that was missing. And that'll be the end of the story. So I really love that that's the way they're doing it. It was so good. I've watched it repeatedly. I'm gonna watch it again after this podcast. I am obsessed, and it is just talking what we were talking about before. I think I am so grateful to this show because it's been the best, my favorite escape, at least for the summer, during so many like crazy headlines. I can just focus. I'm just like populating my feed. Purposely, I am liking stuff of like fan edits so that this populates my feed and not anything else.
Smart. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I was actually because my daughter lives in New York.
Did she watch it?
Well, I was going to say because the Bills were playing tonight, and her boyfriend is a big Bills fan. So I texted her and I was like, "Hey, y'all watching the Buffalo game?" She's like, "No, we're watching the season finale of the year I turned pretty, summer I turned
Summer, I
pretty,
turn pretty.
year, summer, month,
Wait,
day."
her boyfriend watches it too?
No, she's watching with her roommate and some other girls. So
Oh my
yeah.
God, does she like it?
I don't know. I didn't ask her again. So I think they had, because obviously they weren't watching it the night it came out. They're watching it the night after. So I don't know if they had just started it or what. So I'll have to ask her what she thinks
Please
and
do.
see. So I think that was on everybody's watch list this week. That was the big one.
Lots of people. I mean, it's funny because the first two seasons it was like popular, but for some reason this season in particular, it like blew up. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think everything has its moment if it's done well. So good for that. Good for that, for sure. Yeah.
What about you? What are you watching?
Kind of the same old thing. I guess the biggest excitement that we're talking about, High Potential, the crime drama from ABC, which is also on Hulu, kicked off for season two this week. So watch that. I just love those characters and just the writing, and it's just one of those, again, escape fun. Reminds me of the old school crime dramas that we had when I was growing up on, ABC and stuff. So watching that, I mentioned last week that Jeopardy, you can watch it now on Peacock, which is huge. It's never been available anytime ever. You had to find like bootleg versions on YouTube. It was insane. So we're watching Jeopardy now again and loving that. What else are we watching? Oh, all the Halloween stuff is starting. Halloween baking, Halloween pumpkin challenges, all of that. So tis the season to start getting some macabre baking stuff going on. Obviously Wednesday, we're watching that season two. I had to take a pause because I think I told you during their little mid-season break, I went back and started watching season one with my son Milo, who really liked it. And then wife Kimberly jumped on board, and so she's really liking it. And so now I had to start season two again with them. So
Oh
we're
my
out
gosh, so
on.
you're not done with season two.
No, I had to go back and start rewatching it again, which is fine with me. I really love the show, and I know they're getting some low ratings with viewers this time around for the season, but
Yeah, it like dropped on
it
the
dropped
viewers, like almost
considerably.
50%. It's
Yeah.
crazy.
And rewatching season one and then going right into season two back to back that quick, I can almost see why. If you weren't a huge fan, you would drop off a little bit. Season one was so good, and season two starts a little campy, a little silly almost. And so I think people will, if they will stay with it, I think they'll see their ratings go back up. So we're watching that, obviously watching Big Brother. We've gotten down to the jury now, so everybody's getting evicted, is going to the jury. So we're down to the last seven people in
Seven.
Big Brother, so that's going good.
Was
Actually,
it?
tonight, as we're recording this, tonight was a double eviction.
Oh,
So
double.
yeah,
They'll
so
be down to five.
yeah, so they should be down. So we should be, I think by 1st of October they plan, because they go into the house in July. So I think by October they're done. So because they're in the house for almost 3 months,
How
if
many
you go
people
that
before
far.
they like, what is their like finale number? Like, do they wait
Two.
for it down to one,
They
or
get
do
down
they?
to two, and then everybody that's in the jury house votes on the final two. So you got to plan on who you're sitting by. So that's fine. We're watching that. I think there's oh yeah, and football, like you mentioned, we're watching
Yeah,
some
I'm watching football.
football. But yeah, other than that, I think it's just our kind of go-to shows that we kind of keep in our back pocket just to, go to and watch and some movies. And I'm gonna probably go back and start watching the seasons of rewatch all the seasons of Downton Abbey because I watched the new movie and it's so good.
Oh yeah,
And
you never told me what you thought of the new movie. You just texted me you're going to see it, and
yeah,
I
it was
was
so
like,
good. I mean, I think it was
oh,
a
was
perfect
it?
ending. Yeah, I mean, it was
Okay.
just, I mean, you hate to see it come to an end, but I think they ended it very well for
Did the queen
fans and everybody
come?
else.
Did the queen come to dinner or have tea or
That was the
whatever?
second, that was the first movie.
I know. I watched that one. That's the only Downton Abbey I've ever seen is that
I
movie.
know, and you're like, this
And that's
makes
it.
no sense. This is like
It was just like,
silly.
the queen's coming. Oh, I was like, what is this? This
I
is
know, and I can see like if you try to watch that without any background, you'd be like, what in the world? Who care? What is going on with this
know.
nonsense?
It's like a bunch of people come. What was that? So did like Meghan Markle come this time, or what was the plan?
No, now they're getting it. It's 1930 now, so
Oh,
everything is like, ooh, so they
okay.
got electric lights and everything. So
Oh, great.
yeah.
So it was.
And then something else I can't talk about, but I cannot wait for you to watch is the new season of Love is Blind, season
Yes.
nine.
Okay.
This is the craziest season yet. It is crazy. And I have a conspiracy theory that they are getting. Well, I don't have a conspiracy theory because I don't know what the answer would be. That would be a theory. I have a question. I don't know where they're pulling their contestants from anymore. If they're having a hard time finding people and they are either recruiting or they are going to some strange places to get contestants. When you watch this, some of these
That
people
doesn't
you're going to be
sound
like,
good. Oh,
it's good television, but it's like it's some drama and some odd people, and several things happen on this season that has never happened that I can recall on any of the past seasons ever.
many episodes have you watched?
I have watched five, six. They are all out of the pods now and
Okay.
had their first, they're all on their little honeymoon thing. So yeah. So and that to me is my favorite part when they all meet. No, my second favorite part is when they meet the people they rejected.
That's,
That's
I love that part.
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is set in Denver this season, and that first couple of episodes is set to release on Netflix October 3rd.
Yes,
So,
October 3rd. So about a week or
yeah.
two, a couple of
Right,
weeks.
not too far.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked. I'm still with the US and I guess the UK because I've watched both seasons of the UK. But I was really happy you said that because the last couple of seasons of the US have been like tankers. So I don't think I've liked a US season since Seattle season four with like
Yeah.
Zach and God, what was her name? The one he married with a baby. But yeah, the Seattle cast. That was the last cast I liked. I mean, like those four seasons. So that's really great to hear.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to watch it because I know you're going to be texting me going, oh my gosh, and we're going to have a lot to break out on this show. So I can't wait for everybody to see it again, October. You said third, I guess it's,
Third,
yeah.
yeah.
Season nine of Love is Blind. For everything else, everything Susan does, check out thischicksflix.com. All of her interviews and all of her postings are really great. And for everything we do, it's mongolshow.com. We'll be back next week to talk more about the big screen, the little screen, and everything in between.